It's time that I stopped raising questions about the Charlie Kirk murder and looking at suggestions things are seriously wrong and start talking in the definitive. And that's what we're going to do because I am now officially in the definitive and I didn't want to be here. You all have heard me over the last few weeks say I did not want to go down a trail that could be categorized as conspiratorial. But my message to the FBI is if you don't like conspiracy theories, stop acting like you're guilty. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be an interesting day, and it's going to be a day that I'm probably going to end up on the IDF radar and the Mossad radar. Because I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm a trained researcher. I used to teach people how to do research that were working on their dissertations in grad school. And I have to tell you, I learned and I taught, follow the data. Just follow the data. And the data is overwhelming. We're going to talk about here the five things, and I could list 25 things, but the five things you can look at and you can say, first of all, Tyler Robinson is not the shooter. He's the Lee Harvey Oswald of our era. And secondly, we're going to look at how the FBI is retreated behind a wall of silence and for five good reasons. Hey, we're brought to you by the NanoSoma liquid spray. This doesn't cure anything. It's for your immune system. It boosts it. It's restorative. And it's preventative at the same time because it does a great job with your immune system. I owe this product my life from 18 months ago. And I won't be happy until every American's on this. Our health would improve dramatically if we would use this product. How do you find out more? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. It's for the heavy heart that I produce this. And I don't think the enemies of our government can stop the truth from all of us by hook or crook. They tried with Charlie. That's not going to stop. The Turning Point mission was already on a path going south. And I have decidedly reconsidered my support of Turning Point, which I always was complimentary, supportive of Charlie. But as I found out in the last period of time, and I don't know if you would say it's months or a couple of years, but Charlie was questioning a lot of things. One, how they were spending money, and two, where some of this money was actually coming from. We're going to get into that part a little bit later, but let's look at the cover-up. Let's blow the lid off this nonsense. Here, a crazed assassin, accused assassin, who jumped off a 15-foot roof after he had started running and people aren't even ducking yet. And he disassembled his gun and reassembled it to get off the roof and put it in a backpack. And he did so in mere microseconds. Exactly. And we'll get into the 30-06 in the next video because everything you're being told is a lie, and it is so Warren Commission. It truly is. All right, let's talk about one thing that I just was shocked to learn yesterday. Charlie Kirk allegedly killed by a guy, and it's a high-profile murder. It's the most significant assassination since Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, 1968. So we're cycling 57 years back in history. So we haven't had an assassination this big in America. Reagan, almost, because he was shot. But that was in the early 80s. So that's still over 40 years. This is ridiculous about what I'm going to tell you. Tyler Robinson kills Charlie Kirk and goes to Dairy Queen. Now, fortunately, The surviving videographic evidence has survived because people were smart enough to screenshot. And if the Kennedy assassination taught you anything, preserve your evidence. The Dairy Queen is now shut down. Excuse me. It's even hard to tell if that ever was a Dairy Queen. You know why it was shut down? Because the time frame he was there does not match. Doesn't match any scenario. So he calmly sits down and has a Dairy Queen. It reminds me of where Oswald was when the shooting took place. According to the witnesses who worked there, he was in the second floor cafeteria having a Coke. That's right. Well, it's the same, similar thing. It's just amazing the parallels. All right. We've mentioned this before, but I'm going to put this on this list. Less than 48 hours. I thought it was 4 days. As I looked into it, it was less than 48 hours after the murder where Charlie was at. There was cement being laid. Why would you do that? Okay. Whatever Charlie was shot with, it wasn't a 30-06. Whatever he was shot with, there would have been bullet fragments at the scene. Am I right? Could it possibly take a little longer than 2 days in a secured crime scene to find fragments? Microscopic fragments you could find with devices, even using the outdated technique called neutron activation. Isn't that possible? And let me tell you what got Oswald off the hook in my book and what hasn't happened with Tyler Robinson, because had it happened, we've already heard about it. Oswald was given a neutron activation test the night of the assassination, not once, but twice. And it can tell with about 99.9% accuracy if you fired a gun that day. And Oswald allegedly had fired 3 shots at Kennedy and Connally and 5 shots into Officer Tippit in his so-called getaway. That's 8 shots. He was negative on his test. Was a similar, more modern test given to Tyler Robinson? I would say it probably was, but it didn't produce the results they wanted, so silence. Just like closing the Dairy Queen. The crime scene was compromised immediately. We've talked about this yesterday. What about the men jumping over the tables and taking SIM cards out? And what about the camera that we see being disassembled behind Charlie after the shooting? The crime scene's a joke. It was compromised from the first minutes, and it was compromised entirely within 2 days of the event without looking for bullet fragments that either would have matched a 30-06 and the gun allegedly used or not. Or not. Exactly. We have nothing but a grainy video of a man, looks like a man, running across a rooftop. We don't see the prone position of the shooting, which is highly suspicious. We see him running before the crowd ducks. I mentioned this frequently in the last 3 days. But what we do see is an unknown figure running out of sync with the actions related to the shooting in the crowd. And it's always a grainy video. All 1,400 cameras on that campus, grainy video. The timing problem is there. It sounds like the Kennedy assassination again. Okay, the next one. The parents turned in Tyler. That's not true. And that's eventually going to come out. The parents were convinced to vacate their home and stay silent because of public retribution, desiring to get revenge for the alleged murder by their son of Charlie Kirk. They basically were trying to convince him that Jack Ruby, who killed Oswald, despite the fact he was a known mafia guy, penetrated security and got right up to him and shot him point blank range in the stomach in front of all these cops. Yeah, that's what they were convincing the parents. This could happen to you. You better go away and you better keep your mouth shut. Well, now they're starting to talk. They didn't turn him in. They did not turn him in. You're being told another lie. And then we look at Tyler Robinson's social media. A good analysis has been done by several people. Alleged text messages between Tyler and his lover, and they're discussing his guilt. And he's using terminology that he doesn't use. And I'm satisfied from what I've seen that those are fabricated social media messages. This is just the first course for today, ladies and gentlemen. This is, and people are going to say, well, Dave, how can you be so calm at these revelations? I've had 30 years of practice when I jumped into the Kennedy assassination, and I would say it was probably 1979, 1980, I started to seriously question what was going on. I had a long time of desensitization. Did you know, by the way, the term conspiracy theory was made up by the CIA in response to the people questioning the Warren Commission report on the investigation of Kennedy's death? And the Warren Commission had more holes in it than a Swiss cheese sandwich. And that conspiracy theory turned into disinfo, but we're kind of back to conspiracy theory again. The things that I've said to you here, the Dairy Queen is closed. Why? Because a criminal walks through your doors, you have to close the building. It's not a crime scene. He didn't plot anything there. He didn't do anything, Tyler Robinson didn't do anything illegal there. Why would you close that Dairy Queen? It's a good question, isn't it? It's absolutely amazing to me when we take a look at, like I said, I had 30 years of desensitization on this. And some people just want to let this go and we lost Charlie and it is what it is. What I've learned about JFK and what he was trying to prevent, Vietnam War, oil depletion allowance that was not warranted by the oil companies at the expense of the American taxpayer, challenging the Federal Reserve System in the equivalent of crypto of the day, silver bullion, right, is an alternative to the Federal Reserve note. You don't mess with those guys. Well, there's been more challenges, but see, that was JFK. It was big. That was big. And what I learned from that, if you don't question the official narrative when it doesn't make sense, then the people that did what they did for the reasons they did it, they get away with it. You have to expose the cover-up, and that's what we're exposing. And then you can start looking into who benefited. JFK was adamant about no troops in Vietnam. He was even going to pull out the combat advisors the following year. Oh yeah, he had three national security memorandums that I came across. We published. How much more are we going to find out? But I will tell you this, there's an old saying, follow the money. The Turning Point's mission, I'm convinced, changed. And I thought the Turning Point people did great work. I think they did a lot of great work. I think that they were probably the number one or two factor in Trump's election. But I'm going to say this. They've changed. They've changed. And it's really, really disheartening because who's going to reach our young college kids? I think Charlie's mission is temporarily over, and I think some other organization's going to have to pick this up. And people right now are going to be fuming at me from Turning Point, but I'm just going to say this. Why aren't you people who lost your leader asking the same questions that I and others like me are asking right now? Why? Why are you being complicit with what's obviously one of the worst cover-ups in American history? And I have a theory on why the cover-up is so bad. We'll get to that in the next segment. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. I got to tell you a disclaimer. The government wants me to tell you, the FTC in particular, that there are no guarantees when you do a deal. I agree. Let me counter by saying my experience is that I've been an advertiser for almost 9 years. I've been a customer for almost 8 years. We just did another deal with Noble Gold less than 3 weeks ago. And they're the best I've ever dealt with. And I also know that the Great Reset is already underway. And it depends who wins, the good guys or bad guys reset, but it's coming. And the dollar is in jeopardy. And that's common sense. So what are you going to do? Stand by a failing bank that can take your money? Dodd-Frank 2010 says they can do it. UCC code section 8 says they can do it. Well, that's why people are keeping less and less money in the bank and going to gold and silver. And I use Noble Gold. You should too. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. I like to deal in hard facts. But I have a theory. And I think the theory is worth putting out there. And I'm going to give you my religious disclaimer. It is true that in the eyes of God, the Jewish people are his chosen people. However, there's nowhere in the Bible where it says the Israeli government, and in particular Netanyahu and the Mossad, are chosen by the Lord. They're not. They're not. Israel is one of the most corrupt nations on the face of the earth, and I'm not going to go through all the crimes, but they are. And their reputation is on the present. They're inhumane as a nation. And don't get me wrong, there's been good leaders in Israel. Golda Meir, one. But most have been, let's say, on the edge of morality. And Netanyahu has crossed that line many times. People in Israel are not happy with Netanyahu, but it's a totalitarian state masquerading as a democracy. And that's exactly what it is. And if you're on the wrong side of the Mossad, watch out, because they yield their influence over MI6 and the CIA. And Trump has recently come out and said, we are not sanctioning Israel occupying all of Gaza all the way to the sea. Now, I know why Israel thinks that they're entitled. And I've talked about this before, and it got no attention, no play. Now maybe people will listen. Trump did a masterful tongue twister here. They did a deal that was a masterclass in diplomacy. Trump uses unlikely people to achieve his goals. Lord does the same thing in the Bible, doesn't he? Paul, yeah, wrote a lot of the New Testament, and he used to murder Christians. So that's not surprising in itself, but let's get down to what Trump did in Syria. He used a gangster, a terrorist, to kick out Assad, take the Russian influence out. And why would he do that? Because he wanted to get Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Syria, and Europe, a good supply, and Turkey, a good supply of oil with a major pipeline plan to go through those countries. It made the U.S. and Turkey closer than they've been probably ever. It was a great deal. Well, Israel was left out. They don't get the benefit from that. So they think they're entitled to the entire West Bank, all of Gaza, basically. Who they don't kill, kick them out, and occupy to the sea. And they have said this is their goal. This is not conspiracy theory. They have publicly said this. We need to eliminate all and every threat. And the only way to do it is to, but let's not forget about the fact that they would love to have, oh, resorts, industry, and some oil. They feel they're entitled. Well, Trump has come out and he has said quite clearly, we're not letting them take over all of the Gaza territory. Yeah, that's what he said. And Trump is accused of being under Israeli control. I could tell you it appears to be the opposite. There's on the surface, Netanyahu and Trump are allies. Beneath the surface, there's a power struggle going on in the Middle East, particularly with Gaza. It is true, the U.S. aligned with Israel to hopefully take out Iranian nuclear facilities. And that doesn't erase the differences that are very, very profound. And this leads me to this point. Redacted has shown evidence through a guy named Mata. And I think Redacted's a credible news outlet. I think they do a very good job. And they believe that Charlie Kirk was the victim of not a gunshot, but an exploding microphone. And before you laugh, how did Israel take out Hamas leaders' pagers, cell phones? Same technology. I'm not saying that's what it was. I said I'm going to propose something theoretical. If this has the Mossad's fingerprints on this, and I think it's a reasonable belief that that's true, and I know the redacted people would agree with this, was the killing of Charlie Kirk a warning to Donald Trump? And I'm not the only one asking that question. And if you don't think that Israel has extreme control over our politics, you're not paying attention. Dual citizenship to lobbying organizations. And I have said repeatedly, I don't care if it's AIPAC or if it's the CCP and their little honeypot schemes. I don't care. I want these foreign influences out. And if you're a dual citizen of any country other than the United States, you're just U.S. citizen. Only U.S. citizen. If that's not you, you need to be out. You should not be able to hold a high federal position or be an elected official if you are a dual citizen. Because too many bad decisions get made. Too much money goes one way. Insider tips, legal for Congress, not for us. Well, some of those tips come from the, shall we say, foreign influences in this country. And I'm sick of it. It's a betrayal. I think it's the first cousin to treason if it's not outright treason. Back to my point. I think we need to look at the potential that the killing of Charlie Kirk was a warning to Donald Trump. And it's going to be interesting to see how Trump responds to this going forward. Am I saying it definitively? No. But I'm telling you right now, the redacted people are onto something and they're bringing out more and more evidence. I'm going to sit back and see where this goes because in this particular instance, this goes beyond my contacts. I'm not getting firsthand information from unnamed sources or someone who's retired is willing to come out. And I will tell you, you speak against the Mossad, you take your life in your hands. And if I'm correct, and as I pointed out in the previous segment, Candace Owens had no valid reason not to attend the memorial in Phoenix at State Farm Stadium 8 days ago. She had no reason. It was an insanely secure venue with the president and vice president, unless she knew something that she could be individually targeted. And for what reason? For the reason she's saying that the Mossad is behind the killing of Charlie Kirk. I'm not convinced from what she said that's the case. But let's say this, the dots are beginning to connect. And it's led me to say this is a reasonable hypothesis and it should be pursued. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Oh, wait a minute. What was that you said? Oh, gee, why would they be upset with Charlie? Well, first he called for the Epstein list to be revealed. That could be damning. Not just in this country, but outside the country. The other thing that he called for was restraint on Israel in their Gaza actions. I rest my case. My name is Dave Hodges, and to our friends around the world and across America, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America. One enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. The Great Reset is underway. I do not believe that Donald Trump is embracing a full reset. He's embracing some changes we've talked about, but he's not embracing a full reset. But there are people like Peter Thiel and others that are determined to have a reset. And I got to tell you, Trump needs to divorce himself from him. How do you protect yourself in this reset where the banks could be in danger? We already have 66 banks on the warning list, and some people say that's about a tenth of what should be there. And if the banks fail, the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says they can keep your assets. This is why I do business with Noble Gold. They know this too. And they know that you can protect your assets. You can't have your retirement connected to the bank. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Noble Gold can help you with all that. Put your retirement under you, your IRA under you, the whole nine yards under you. They can do it, and they can do it well. What do? You call 877-646-5347. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you that anytime you do any kind of deal, that you can have a problem and you could lose money. We agree with giving that warning. I'll just say this. My fears are mitigated by the fact that I've been a customer of Noble Gold going on 8 years. After being an advertiser for a total of 9 years. And I'll tell you, they never close a deal. You have to close it. They never push you into anything, but everything they have told me, everything we have done, I've been 100% satisfied with. You want to make headway? You want to protect what you've earned? 877-646-5347. This situation we're looking at, with the Tyler Kirk aftermath and the failure to do all the things that crime scene investigators do should be looked at very closely. But I don't think this is necessarily sloppy work by the FBI. I think what they have done is intentional. There are so many pitfalls and faux pas in the investigation of Charlie Kirk's murder that parallel what was wrong with the Kennedy assassination. For anyone who studied it, it becomes obvious, it jumps right off the pages at you, that I can't believe the FBI could be this absolutely stupid to think that they could dust off behaviors from well over 60 years ago to think that we're going to buy the same nonsense again. I just find that incredulous. In fact, I don't find it believable at all. You know, the people at the FBI are not incompetent. People from all over the world, particularly in our country, go to the FBI crime lab to get expert help on solving crimes they don't have the tools or knowledge to solve themselves. So why are we making such fundamental mistakes in the investigation, of which I only mentioned a mere five in the last segment? I mean, why is that true? Oh, I have a theory. And it centers in Dan Bongino's behavior over the Epstein files, which Pam Bondi refuses to release. And I think she's under orders, but she's taken a lot of heat for this. And we've shifted our attention largely away from Epstein right now because of Charlie's murder and all the controversy. But Bongino, I thought he was going to quit the FBI within 24 hours. when he came out and exploded over the handling or non-handling and revelations of this material, he simply said, "This is unacceptable. I will," and he went off. I thought, well, okay, if he doesn't quit, he's going to get fired. And now we see this hocus pocus nonsense. And I said this yesterday, you need to hear me clearly on this. If you don't know American government apparatus, we have a system of government. It's become somewhat blurred, but it's called federalism. Federal, state, local, and rights that are not reserved to the federal government default to the state government. The only time the Fed FBI has jurisdictional authority over a case in a local murder is if there's a multi-state operation, that's FBI territory, or if it involves the assassination or attempted assassination of a president or a vice president or even a former president and vice president. Then they have jurisdictional authority. There was none of this. None of this at Utah Valley University. None of it. It was, well, let's look at the official nonsense explanation. Tyler Robinson, acting on his own, completely alone, expert shot, killed Charlie Kirk with one shot. Local boy, local killing. There's no help from the FBI, and the FBI was there taking over immediately. And if you people are that incompetent in local law enforcement in Utah, you should resign your positions and we should hire professionals. Everyone said it's a simple murder, case closed, it's over. We could destroy the crime scene after 48 hours because we have all the answers we need. And if you don't like our answers, well, we'll shut down Dairy Queen that the suspect was in. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the FBI was hamstrung. And I think they know who was behind it. And I think these deliberate errors, and they are can't be anything but deliberate. No one's this stupid. I think it's intentional. I think they want us to question the narrative because they want the truth to come out. I've seen this behavior before with Benghazi, and I'm not going to get into all the details. But I have seen this behavior once before. Deliberately botched investigation designed to call the public's attention to it because people are hamstrung by what they can say and can't say. And that tells me that the killing of Charlie is on a huge scale. Powerful forces, not a lone assassin, as the public is always sold on every assassination. I mean, just look at it, okay? John Kennedy, lone nut, right? Bobby Kennedy, lone nut. Martin Luther King, lone nut. Ronald Reagan's almost successful assassination, lone nut. And now we have the lone nut again. So you've got the five top assassinations since going back to 1963, and they all have the same MO. What do you think the odds of that are? And you don't think that the FBI would know that people like me, who are relatively familiar with the history of these events, would say, again, we're supposed to believe another coincidence that defies statistical odds by this point? Exactly. I think Kash Patel and Dan Bongino want you to know, they want you to ask questions because they can't say certain things. And I have reasons for saying this. And you're thinking, well, what could those reasons be? There's been a real break between Trump and one of our key allies, Charlie Kirk, was critical of this ally. One of the major donors, Ackman, is a supporter of this ally and wanted to give Charlie more money. And we know that the Kirks had fights over money, where it came from, how it was used. That's been witnessed and reported. Everything adds up to one thing. Here's the bombshell. This is what I think ties everything together. Trump just announced yesterday. He said, we're not going to allow Netanyahu and Israel to annex the entire area of Gaza. And Netanyahu, prior to this, has said in circles where it's been reported that he controls Trump. There's a struggle going on there right now as we speak. And Israel is preparing to strike Iran again. This has now come out as well. This isn't rumor. This is validated information that another strike against Iran is coming. And it's interesting. They're conspicuously missing their partner in the last conflict, and that would be the Trump administration in the United States. I think Patel and Bongino are pissed. They want the truth to come out, and let's just make this a real poop show so people like me start asking questions and we don't let this die. I guarantee you, Bongino was friends and had a fond opinion of Charlie Kirk. He would be somebody that would take this personally. Tell me what you think. Send me a comment. Looking forward to it. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're going to talk to you about illegal behaviors and anomalies that just can't get explained. And it all fits into the Charlie Kirk mystery. This is going to be, if we don't get a handle on this now, and I think a lot of people have a handle on this case, this could go on for decades, like the JFK situation. I don't want to see that. I want a quick resolution, but we know we're being fed a lot of nonsense that's not true. Provably not true. And I've even given the FBI the benefit of the doubt. They're sabotaging their own investigation that they should not be conducting because of federalism and the fact that they don't have jurisdictional authority. And I think all this adds up to the fact that they want us to keep asking questions by being sloppy. Anyway, illegal behaviors and anomalies that can't be explained. We are brought to you by Nanosoma Liquid Spray. My best friend, because it saved my life and it can help you too. This boosts your immune system, doesn't cure anything, but the powers are restorative. And I'm telling you, for me, it was magical. What I went through, I was on a downhill slope to demise. This pulled me out. Restorative and preventative. I recommend that you get it and start using it. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have an interesting story for you here. I really believe in my heart that clues have been left for us to find. We're finding a lot of them. But here's something that's really, really curious. First of all, it's illegal to fly without a transponder on. It invites midair collisions. If a plane's in trouble and lost, how do you find it quickly in time to execute a rescue? You can't. And the FAA rules are quite clear on this. You must have a transponder in operation at all times. So, an hour after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, a plane takes off from Provo. And very quickly into its ascent, it turns off the transponder, where they're most at risk, by the way. What happened to that plane? Where's the passenger manifest? Why isn't the FBI interested in this case? What about local authorities? A plane behaving this suspiciously should draw definitive attention. Do you not agree? So where is that attention? Nothing to see here, folks. Look over here. Don't look here. This is what we're getting. Or are we getting such sloppiness that people like me just can't resist the obvious and we're going to come out and ask the obvious question? The implication a lot of people are taking from this, whoever was behind this was on this plane. If they had just taken off an hour after the assassination, might not draw any attention, although I think it should. I think all angles should be looked at. But then we take a look at something even more telling. Transponder off, they don't want to be tracked. Why don't they want to be tracked? Isn't that interesting? You know, we found it's a different behavior than we found in Kennedy assassination. Here's one difference. We know from the paymaster and the man who first got the contract delivered to him, Christian David, and Michel Nicolais, who was the paymaster, he said that they both said that the assassins, in plural term, were in a safe house in Dallas for 2 weeks. Worst thing you can do is run. Then they crossed the Mexican border and they ended up going into Central and South America. This was so obvious. The safe house answer was the right thing to do. Hide. No one's going to find you. Lay low till the investigation appears to be over, and then you go about your way. There's other things that bother me too. That's the illegal behavior that needs to be tracked. In the beginning, Charlie's family, immediate family, seemed to be on the same page with Candace Owens. But as time progressed, there was a complete bifurcation between the two parties. Now, I'm not going to go down the Candace Owens trail here. And she might be right. I don't know, but I can't prove that. So I'm going to stay away from disparaging a widow until I have more proof. But what was it that happened to cause a complete bifurcation? And that's what happened. And this ties back into something I've already raised. Why weren't these parents prominently featured? Oh, they're afraid for their safety. Wait a minute, you got every important executive branch position at this memorial event, and they're safe. And these people can't be safe too in the same exact environment. See, that's why you people are saying, well, Candace wasn't there. Okay. Candace was told to stay away, and I believe her. What about the parents? Were they told to stay away? Why aren't we hearing more from them? Why hasn't there been an interview? Our son stood for this. We're going to miss him greatly. Well, where's the interviews? You think that they would want their son's legacy set straight, and who could better do it than the parents and his sister? And there's nothing. There's a complete media blackout. And you say, well, could be requested by the family. I agree. That could be the case. But that would be a very rare situation where people given an opportunity to speak about someone they lost that was dear to them, that would not want to cast them in the best light for posterity's sake and to give their own souls some satisfaction. Does that make sense to you? Does it make sense to me? Does it make sense to me at all? And again, I'm going to say what I said earlier. The social media accounts attached to Tyler Robinson do not match his vocabulary and speech patterns. I've been seeing this for some time now, and I've sat down, took a look at it, and no, I conclude these were artificially created. And just like, okay, we're hearing this a lot too. He refers to vehicle, and then again, vehicle. Yet we have him on tape referring to a car. That's just one subtle thing among many that tell me this ain't the guy. This is not the guy. And this is something I think that is extremely disturbing. Illegal behaviors and anomalies that can't be explained. I've stirred the poop stick, so to speak, today. because I want answers. And unlike that classic movie, the American people can handle the truth because we've been through this too many times. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by My Digital Money. Crypto is going to have a huge role to play in saving America from the planned Great Reset by the international banks. And there's no question. The Genius Act showed this. And right now, crypto is going to go through the roof. It's already going up tremendously, but we haven't seen anything yet. If you said, hey, I'd like to make some quick money here, what could I do? Well, I'll tell you what yours truly is doing. My Digital Money, mydigitalmoney.com. This is an opportunity of a lifetime because people are going to make the crypto. And they're going to put the profits not into dollars that are losing value, but into stablecoin that's backed by a dollar. This is going to help the dollar. It's going to preserve your investment, your earnings that you've made. And eventually gold's going to be revalued and it's going to be thrown into that. This is a great opportunity right now. MyDigitalMoney.com is where you need to go. We have a magic bullet. We have the magic bullet. This is, like I said, I think what the FBI is doing is they're trying to tell us something's terribly wrong because they're not this stupid. Let's go back to the Kennedy assassination for a second. I'm going to draw a real clear parallel. Originally, the Warren Commission investigation said that Oswald fired three shots, okay, two into Kennedy and one into Conley. But then they found a missed shot. You know, Bucky Walters had a friend standing next to him and the shot deflected off the curb, boop, hit him in the cheek. Oh, and there was crime scene tampering. Despite the fact that this was a publicized event, that there was a missed shot, people came out and they went through the facade of doing this great investigation. And at the end of it, 24 hours, they dug up the curb, never to be seen again. Couldn't examine the bullet for bullet fragments and trace it back to Oswald's gun. Yeah, that was one thing. So now the Warren Commission's left with a problem. They got all these wounds in two bodies. Kennedy back here, and of course the head wound, and then Conley. So they came up with the magic bullet theory. And we got a magic bullet going on in this case, but let me explain the magic bullet just for a second. They had to have two shots do all that damage. So the first shot, they say, went through Kennedy's upper back, came out, went up, zagged, and came down. Never before in the history of gunfire has there been such a bullet, ever. Now, at the hospital, this is where the controversy deepens. You have Conley on a stretcher. And they find this magic bullet on the stretcher that supposedly fell out of Conley's body. Well, first of all, there was controversy, and the stretcher attendant says, no, 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 no. We found the bullet over here on that stretcher. This was the only stretcher that Governor Conley was ever on. So there was controversy there. But the bullet came out in absolutely perfect condition. Later tests done by A&E and their investigation took the same gun with the same bullet and fired into cotton wadding. There was clear distortion. They fired into a goat carcass, massive distortion. And the magic bullet theory fell apart in anyone who was reasonable. Okay, now let's take a look at what two experts are telling us. One expert is named Charlie Johnson, ex-CIA, and teaches people every day how to shoot guns. He knows guns backwards and forwards and right side up and right side down. And then another guy has a channel on YouTube called Valhalla VFT. And they both came to the same conclusion. Here's what Charlie said. We know Charlie's dead. We know there was the sound of a rifle shot. There's incomplete video tying it all together, which makes everything suspect. We know that he couldn't, that the accused assassin could not have assembled, disassembled, reassembled the guy. It wasn't the time. The video's grainy, doesn't tell you anything. It's a joke. So we're supposed to believe that on this campus of 1400 videos, there's no other shot, and it would also be grainy as well. So it's crazy. Okay, now we don't see any evidence, according to Charlie Johnson, of arterial damage. Now, Valhalla says the same thing. He said exactly the same thing. Now, here's where they come to the conclusion. He said this, Charlie said this is not a 30-06. Valhalla said exactly the same thing. And you would have had a 38.6 going to 2,000 feet per second. Okay, Ed. Charlie and Valhalla both said Charlie would have either been decapitated or partially decapitated had he been shot with a 30-06. These are two experts, people. And now there's other people that are picking up on their work and they're coming to the same conclusions. Valhalla actually fired. Okay, well, first of all, they're saying Charlie didn't have the visible signs because his bone structure was superhuman. That's what the Turning Point people are saying. And I'm saying, go to work for the FBI disinfo because that's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. Seriously. And stay out of the investigation because you don't know what you're talking about. But that was released by them. Okay. Now, Valhalla said, well, no. You got a goat femur. It's four times thicker than a human. And they fired a test bullet into it with a 30-06 decapitation. Charlie Johnson says the same thing. And they said that the angle of the bullet coming in now, they said, if this indeed is the cause of death, both men said the angle was not from the rooftop that Tyler Robinson was allegedly on and allegedly running across the roof in a grainy video that we don't know who he is. These are what two experts have told us. I don't really feel the need to go any farther than this, but there's well, Chris Martinson's jumped into this as well. They both talked about the microphone situation, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not totally ruling out the microphone aspect because it fits the MO of how Hamas leaders were taken out. And then the rush to take the SIM cards out and break down the video behind Charlie, and we've never seen it again. That's suspicious. So, like I said, I'm not willing to take out the microphone. But if we go with the fact it was a gunshot, I think that these three people I've mentioned have destroyed any possibility that that was not the gun. Absolutely not the gun. And we have our own modern day version of the magic bullet. No one believed it then who understood gunshots, and no one believes this today who understands forensics and gunshots and crime scene handling. Just thought you ought to know we're taking this down today. We want to leave no doubt whatsoever that this is a conspiracy. It's not a lone nut assassin, and we're being fed a load of bull. And like I said in the previous segment, I think it's very possible that this worst cover-up is worse than the Kennedy assassination. With modern techniques, modern ways to explain things away, I think that's deliberate. I think Bongino and Patel are pissed because they can't tell the truth and they're letting us know in their own way. No, I'm not giving them a pass, but I'm saying I can't believe that they could make this many mistakes. And again, the FBI had no jurisdictional authority. Why are they in charge? Good question. Make sure you check out our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. People love our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight. People say, kind of reminds me of the old Art Bell show. A little bit, yeah. There's some similarities there. And I was a big fan of art, so I'm sure I'm influenced, but people love the content. Then we have our interviews and our geopolitics as well. That's the commonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. Thanks for joining us.